So I'm going to have to finish at 9:30, but I just touched it. I'm sorry, there was a hesped of somebody very, very special. She was a woman, Eishes Chayil, that she and her husband, Baruch Chaim, you know, they made Torah and everything Yiddishkeit in Silver Spring with their two hands. I mean, incredible people. So they have Shloshim now. Okay, B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. Iker abriya kula hu sherotza kadosh baruch hu lizbar livroya adam shemizdabik by yizbarach v'nena b'toyva mitis. Kadosh baruch hu wanted adam to be mizdabik and to be nena b'toyva mitis. I want to comment even on this word, which sounds very trite. What can you say about being mizdabik to kadosh baruch hu? If you take a look at Mesillas Yesharim, he speaks about in the Akdama Chayav Sodom by Lomo. He says Chayav Sodom is lisanig. Then he says im tisamik oid, you'll see that it's to be mizdabik in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then he speaks about taking the whole world with him. I'd like to focus on the difference between lisanig and lisdabik. What's the difference between the two? So I want to speak about it in the Kololistic Agdara and a more specific one. Obviously, Lizdabek is not a stira to Lisanik. It's rather it's something which is a hemshich. It's a step further. So we'll say Lisanik means a person has a good time with somebody. You meet somebody and you enjoy somebody. So that's Lisanik. We had a great time together. Lizdabik means the relationship became permanent. When two things are nidvak, okay, you know, v'dovak b'ishtoi, that's how we learn for benof loveshes chavero. The dibuk means a permanent relationship. It includes in it, the flip side of it is that you can't have other relationships. In other words, being over a Zohar is called being mezane from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because dibuk specifically, to be mezanek from somebody, I need to be engaged with the person, in proximity with the person, but I can disengage also. I can say I have a great time with someone. So it's a great chav of mine. Whenever we meet, it's wonderful. He's such wisdom, such chachma, such this, such that. Fine. But lizdabik means I have nothing but that. And here he uses she is zdabik boyisbarach as the exclusive part. V'nene b'toyva mitis, and a person should be nene from the toyva mitis. V'zeh adei shul fun of shnei drachim. Derech hatov v'derech hara. V'yir lo koch lifcho bezem sheyirtze. So these two drachim are the hechetimtza for having a real toiv. And it's something which is also, I believe, the only chetimtza for divuk. Because to be mizdabik to something, both sides need to connect. And if we didn't have bechira, so then we would be mushpa'im of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we wouldn't be similar. Let's take a mashal. It's a little bit of a course, but I think it's an important mashal. If there are relationships I have that I'm a mashpi of chesed on a person, so-and-so is rachmanis, and he has a hard life, and I go and I say nice words to him, and so on and so forth. He doesn't give me anything of his. He has nothing of his to offer, but he's a makabla, my chesed. And, you know, and I do it, and it's fine and good. But I can't call that to be mizdabik, because, I mean, it doesn't stick. As long as I'm inclined to do chesed and want to do chesed, I'll do it, but that's it. There's no mutuality in relationship. But if I find somebody who's somebody like me, he has what to offer me. I tell him something, he counters. He tells me another Dvar Chachma. He asks on something, so on. Then I form a relationship. Unless the person is a bocher, he is giving nothing to his relationship. And b'meila, it's a one-way street. I would venture to guess that besides the fact that Bechira gives a person a much greater, a deeper toiv, and which he does say that obviously, and it's he himself says that in Das Tvunas, and it's true, and that's why it's a toiv amitis. But I believe this dabik by Yisbarach is possible only because kaviyochel we offer something in relationship. I came to you, and it's my pula. I didn't just sit and get stuff from you. I had to make a decision, and that means it's biyodi to do. And I want to be medaik one more word. I think that's a very, very important two key words. When we think of bechira, we think of choice, meaning that I feel I decide to do this. If I happen to be doing things that are wrong, then that I need to think about it and to learn Musar and to force myself to do something or other and so on. But if I'm doing good, I was brought up in a Yiddish shtub and I'm a good kid, and I just do whatever I'm told to do. So I'm doing good. And I want to do good. But Bechira really requires Das. It requires that the person make a choice. We think the making a choice is like a timtza, lamashal. I have in front of me the possibility of to go daven or not to go daven. I'm not so inclined to go daven. Nobody's going to say anything if I don't daven with the minion or whatever it is. I'm not rogel to it. So I need to think now in order to make that decision. But if I'm brought up to go to minion, there's a minion around the corner and I'm going, so I'm doing what's right. Without Das, it's lacking in real Bechira. So a deeper understanding, and this is a reason why it's important, it's an important piece in Avoda that a person learn these things. It's not only a chetimtza, like, if a person needs Musa, learning Musa. But what's the point of learning all this? So if somebody has a problem with Emunah, so you should be learning this. But if you have a problem with Emunah, this is not already the address to go to. But what's the point of learning these things? But the answer is, without Das, if a person is not cognizant and mindful of what he's doing, then the act that he's doing, it's hard to call Bechira. So why am I doing it? I'm programmed. It's on a whim. I happen to like it anyway. So that's there's a dimension in Bechira that requires Das, and it's important to understand that. And as big as a person's Das is, that's how meaningful, that's how much you can call it real Bechira. Choosing is not a whim. Like somebody asked you, would you rather have turkey or beef tonight? So choosing is simply whichever part of your appetite decides to call out first. But choosing means to discern with your Das. And it's one of the reasons why the Eitz Hadas Toivara is the source of our Bechira. It's something that gave us a certain ability for Bechira. It brought us down a lot, but a certain Kneit of Bechira comes with that. Ubechevtze betoiv v'yimas bera. I think what he's saying here also is, this is, you know, it's doing the mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim. We think, for instance, yimas bera, its purpose is lamashal. I have an assignment with eating things that are not so kosher. So if I have a lot of musar about how terrible it is, and I'm mo'is and all these things, so that keeps me away from it. So then I'm doing what's right. But so the being mo'ez bara is a chetimtza for doing bad and good. It's not. It's the other way around almost. A person who is chafetz betov and mo'ez bara is a good person. And we'll give a simple test for it. I'll ask you the following shaila. I'll point you to Reuven, and I'll say, you know, Reuven is somebody who is always doing a favor to me. He's always coming over to me and saying, you know, could I help you? Could I do this for you? Could I do that for you? The other thing for you. He's a good person. So you'll ask me, tell me, is Reuven expecting to get some favor out of you? Does he need you for anything? Whatever. If I say yes, then Reuven is not a good person. He's an astute person. If I tell, Reuven doesn't get any favor, he doesn't get any favor from me. So why is he doing it? Well, Reuven was brought up like that. This is the way his parents trained him, this is the way he taught him, and this and that. So I'll say it's definitely a nice thing that somebody's brought up at that, but I can't say he's a good person in that sense. But if I say he's a person because he wants to help, he sees me needing help and he wants to help me. So we really are magdir good and ra in a person's ratzon. Now, a person who claims he wants to help but never does help, then we call into question if he really, what he means exactly when he says he wants to help. What does wanting to help mean? But a person who is helping, the gauge of deciding whether he's good, whether he's a good person or a bad person, is what he wants. What are his ritzonos? Does he want to help? Is that the type of person he is? And the helping is coming from a desire to help, or there are other reasons, some better, some worse. But omnam. So Adam was created for that tachlis, to be inena betoiva mitis through bechira. The omnam kol shar nivroim le nivru. And this is something that's miyuchat to Adam, by the way. We'll see in other places where he speaks about it. It's a mistake. This is Adam. What happened afterwards was that because the Umas Ha'ilam, because the world fell apart, Adam was chayte, the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be metaken Adam is by having a small group do it right and everyone else follow along. But the tachlis is the bria. You know, all the things we daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, that the V'yomer Kol Hashanah Neshama Ba'apoy, it's not because we want them also to say we won. It's because we want them to win. And their winning is by saying, you know, by acknowledging Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the ones that bring it about, but it's all of Adam. V'omnam, Kol Shar Nivroim, Lo Nivro L'Shiroa Sachach Ma'inet Tzorech Pom Shemot Zolim Shalim. Everything else is created in as a need for Adam. But what exactly we don't know, and the reason is that I think one of the reasons we don't know is we try to think of things in very, very one-step personal terms. So if someone were to ask me, why is there a certain colored moth in Madagascar? What does it add to me or to anybody in Kali Yisrael? We can come up with some very, very stupid answers. Nothing really smart. Then people will stretch and somebody will write a book about how the moth in Madagascar helped him. But the truth is today we understand a lot better. They go to these islands or to these countries and they eradicate a certain Baal Chai because they think he's harmful and might be harmful, and all of a sudden everything else collapses. And then if you kill out the mosquitoes, the birds don't have what to eat. The bats don't have what to eat. If the bats don't have what to eat, then there's no fertilizer for the soil. If there's no birds there, there's no this. There's and so on. If there are no bees, they're not fertilized. You know, they had this thing about the bees dying out. So he says, okay, so say that. So they'll make honey out of something else. It will be missing honey for Shannon. But the bees make the fields work. Everything in the Bria is interconnected. So the Tachlis HaBria is like a pyramid. You have so many pieces making so many other pieces tick and work. So it's smart to say we don't know 99.99% of things, what they're there for. But the one thing we do know today is that all the different pieces of the Bria are so interconnected that if you take a complete piece out, you never know what collapses. And this Parshas Noach is all about that Vatishach is Haaretz, everything was because of Adam. When Adam is chayted, the Bria slides with him and goes down the tubes. For Ulam, Rosa Chachmal Yoina, Shekade Sheyasig Atoiva Mites Azois, Roy Shebetchila, Sheyenusa Vyame Benisoyan. A person needs to have a place where this gets tested. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could theoretically x-ray our neshama and see whether we're good or bad, but then basically it doesn't come out befoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that there would be a place where this could come befoil. This is a, Ramban says this, by the Akeda, Ati Yidati Kirel Kimata, L'chasach Nesmin Chasrit Chamimeni. So he says, what does it mean, Ati Yidati? Says it's not coming to say that it's not coming to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu has no yediyah chas v'shalom, but there's a difference between the yediyah of potential to the yediyah of olam ha'maisa. V'hineh letzorech zeh bor le'olam shebi makom l'nasis boi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a framework, created a world where you could test these things. The hainu shebi mitzios toiv mitzios ra. So this world is a place that you can bring out lemaisa, the bechira of tov and ra, which means it's a world devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipresence, in a world where it's kol kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in terms of the metzias is that everything functions directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha directly. And we're aware of it, there's no Bechira, and that doesn't exist. The only place I can test something is where there's no appearance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't react, and I don't live with the Hagash that Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking down at me. If Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world where there would be a Metzias of Nisoyen. V'omnam. So, Metzias HaToy V'ra Mitihu. So, I want to... add a point. It's obvious, except that except when people talk about it, doesn't seem to be an obvious point. There's like a Christian type of saying, this world is the best of all worlds, and Voltaire, who was a Russia, who was a big Kaifer, made a whole book. His book Candide was a very biting satire about a stupid galach with a stupid Talmud, who everything bad happened to, and everything was for the best and for the good, and in a most stupid way. And people have that same attitude, that since this world was created, this must be the best world, and they will say this, the strangest svaras, why everything's for the good. And besides being stupid, they're absolutely wrong. The Ikrim says, it's the following: this world is the best world for the tachlis that it was created for. That's the one caveat. This is not the world that was created to bring out bepoel, the unending everlasting tov. That's not what this world is. This world is the place where Tov can meet the most challenges to it and bring itself out befoel in contrast to Ra. That's what this world. This world is perfect, which means perfect in having many baffling places where it seems to be Saiser. Things you believe in, hardships that seem to be counter to productive what Akash Baruch wants you to do. Everything it perfect for what it's supposed to be, and this world is supposed to be a most imperfect world. So it's a shleimus in that oifen. Akash Baruch realized he wanted a world where it's tested. So if this is the world that's lenasis boy, so you can't come along and say this is the world where everything is toiv, 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 because that wouldn't be the ideal world lenasis boy. It's the world lenasis boy, where you will look at it and it will appear to you that at times that less than less time has a shalom, ma'ani avay ezri, lama yom ragoyim, hardships over hardships over hardships. HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu, take your son and do everything you've lived your whole life not to do. Take your son and slaughter him. A hefech gomer of every single thing I've taught you. The only toiven that is that this is the ultimate nisoyan that can bring out something in Avraham Avinu. Okay, v'omnam. Mitzius Hatoiva Ramitihu Shehine Sam Adam Baruch Hu Boilam Kdusha Vetuma Pirish Kdusha Hi Mitzius Kirvel Hisbarach Vetuma Mitzius Rechuman Hisbarach. Let's translate this, I guess, in the following way. There are first point, and this is a point that the Ramchal makes in Das Tvunis. Tuma is not a positive entity. It's just like by the Goyim, they're very into like the devil and his minions. The devil is the counterpart, and he's got his world and so on and so forth. We don't believe it that way. That's almost Chas V'Shalom Shnius. That's sort of other issues of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we understand is the choice is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this world is, Ra is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a mashal, if I could, let's give a mashal for it. There are diseases that come about because an infectious agent invaded, or plaque built up in an artery or whatever. There are diseases that are because you're lacking a vitamin or a mineral or whatever that you're lacking. So there are diseases, and it looks like a disease. You for a person who doesn't understand, doesn't know anything about medicine, the Tzara Shavas, they both look very, very sick. What's the difference? How? But from a medical perspective, there are things that there's an agent that causes disease, and then there is just a lack. In this world, there is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you're lacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Bria collapses, falls apart. The Ra that we perceive is the void of not having HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kedusha and Tuma are the two qualities in this world. Kedusha means things that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So if I'm close to what he wants, I'm close to him. And there's Tuma, which is a Rikha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKedusha hi Hashpoa Sha'odin Baruch Hu Mashpim Yishroel Lezeh V'Hashroa Sha'shoer Lo. So there's a type of Hashpoa that comes about in Kedusha, and that's one hashpa. Hatuma, who he harichuk, shakadosh baruch hu misrachek vehelem shemisalim. Tuma is a richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's true, it's a richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should be described in what's missing. Like, you know, if you have scurvy, you're missing vitamin C. But Omnoma emesu, there is another knach to it. Shehine bara adn baruchu is a koiches ruchlim tzarchin yin zeh. Vein koiches yushve mechoyshech vizuma. Asher bechol mokoyim shetimotze shom azuma hi mishrachek zan kedusha v'isalem shom oyres barach vein koiches tuma. He says, however, this richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marked by by kochos of tuma. So when we speak of satan malach hamavis, all sorts of kitrugim, however you want to describe all these kochos that are negative kochos, they really are be'etzem or be'sheirish, they're one disease, and that's the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that it would be marked with a certain mahalach, and therefore Ra has a metzias. But it's a secondary metzias. Just like if I can take, for instance, bacteria are invisible, basically, under a microscope. You can't see them, really. You put a dye on it, and then all of a sudden you see it, because the dye marks the bacteria. The koichos of Ra and Tumah are not the sheirish of Ra. They're a certain effect of Ra. And it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should be able to be magda the Ra correctly. It helps us work with it. There are many different reasons why a certain element of Zeh Lumaseh. So it comes in a form of a Dava Yesh. But that's already secondary. In the Sheirish, it's because of what you don't have rather than what you do have. So the two qualities in the Bria that we have are Irichuk or Kiryat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's marked by what's called Tumah and what's called Kedusha. And then there's a secondary effect that in the areas that we have a Irichuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a presence of Ra and so on. Another example for something like that would be Rachmanas on people who have a lack of circulation in their extremities. All of a sudden, it starts becoming infected with different infections and so on. So yes, there are infections and the diseases, but they're all coming from the fact that there's no yinika of toiv and chiyus from the sheresh. Ve'ulam, some ha'odin baruch hu koach b'mais odom le'orer es ha'shosh mal yoinim. Ve'haynu shu mamshichim or shef ha'kadosh baruch for tuvoi, oy hemshich ha'zuma v'tumahi. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to either be Moshech Toiv and or Zuam and Tumah. So what our Maisim accomplish is either bringing a Shefa from the Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Yichas Shalom inviting in Tumah. V'hine, Yichad lo Maisim shal yodom ti Moshech HaKdusha v'tziva lahasin ben, v'in kal ha-mitzvahs. So all mitzvahs are vehicles to bring down kedusha into the world. So it's not the mitzvah itself. There's a lashon in the Gemara and Yevamos. The Gemara is makish beis hamikdash. The pasuk is makish beis hamikdash to Shabbos, and the Gemara says just like Shabbos. So too on the mikdash, it's the one shetzivalov. The mitzvahs are not within themselves the toiv. Imagine somebody builds in extremely good plumbing into his house, but doesn't connect it to the main line. So the plumbing can be fantastic. No amount of turning of the faucet is going to give you any water, because the plumbing is only a chetimtza. Mitzvahs come from the word seves, which is a word of a chibur, and mitzvahs are a means to mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the shefa comes not from the mitzvah's own quality, but from the fact that it's a chetimtza connect Hashem. This is tricky sometimes, because A mitzvah is a good quality. It's a maisa that is good. Helping an ani, learning, all of these are maisim that are good maisim, and they have value. But the tachlis of it is the shefa that comes through it. It's because it's a chetimtza to circulate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So all of these mitzvahs, and the word tzeves means a chibur, it means like a tzvat is a plier, a tzeves is the Gemara says kechet al havlu tzavso, meaning company chibur, modern evrit a tzevet is a crew. It tzeves is so mitzvahs comes from lashon tzeves, it meaning. It's what's mechaber person HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a certain sinar. Kimishay b'skatish kial emser the tzus toiv amitis. Kimishay b'skatish b'shak tzus baruch hu roi ledovik b'y blanis b'toiv amitis. Umishahir b'li tome b'zumash zechainu hu yabilti roi ledovik b'y bidach menu. So depending on what type of kli we are, if we are a kli, we can be shayach to hashpo of toiv or not. There are different ways of understanding this. First of all, he says it a little bit differently than expected. He says, "Kimisha hirbo liskadesh b'shefek tushos yisbarach royally dovik b'adans mitis." That it's if you miskadesh in the shefa, you roy to be nizdabik boy. To us, it sounds it's one and the same. Getting the shefa is being miskadosh. So I think the pshat is as follows. the word divuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? It's certainly not physical, chas v'shalom, we can't touch anything. When we have somebody, when I say I'm very close to somebody, so I could be hugging the person, so that you can't get closer than that. I could be sitting next to him. I could be spending a lot of time with him. So fine. So those are physical kirvus, physical dibuk. What's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are we talking about? So the answer is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divuk that we talk about in the kirva and the zdabik is because we are close in terms of ruchnius. In other words, we are alike, we're similar. So when I say I'm close to so-and-so, somebody is a very close friend of mine. What I mean is not only that I visit him a lot, he may be living in, you know, somewhere else, and I may not have a chance to visit that often, but his mindset, his personality is similar to my personality. Somebody that I share a lot with, I use the word, I'm close to him, he's close to me. So if the more person is mekadesh himself with the kedusha of mitzvahs, he is more divine-like and therefore karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a chetim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu notice me and come karev. The kirva happens as the more I become divine-like, the more I am close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi shehirbe letame bezoma shezachanu yibilt ro'al dovik boi v'yidachamera. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it here as a quick question or two, and then I have to run to yeshiva. Yeah?
The mitzvahs are in order to fulfill Hashem's tachlis in this world. So what is that tachlis? To give shefa, to give tayva to the bria, to give...
What he's talking is that I become mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I become karev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis, personal tachlis. In Mesil Sisharim, he mentions another tachlis, and he will that's the next piece. But I think it's kedai to be misakiv in each piece separately. And I want to add maybe for that, in the next few paragraphs, he's going to speak about being malad and taibriya. Mesil Sisharim, in Chavis HaRam Elamai, it's another section. I think it's important. A person needs to be honest. We start by thinking about ourselves. And if somebody starts by thinking about Kal Yisrael, he's fooling himself and is living in a dream world. We start with ourselves. It's a process. Avolba speaks a lot about Isha Klal. It's a very high dagger by him. It's a process where I become responsible for other things. And therefore it's important to mark it as separate kavanis. Just like in Mesillas Yesharim, it starts with Lis'anik. Because you can't start with Lis'tabek. It's not, you can't start with being exclusively Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not, nobody holds that over there until he's a big Oved Hashem. And Dveikus is secondary. And being Malad and Tayibriya with him is third. And it's a way of, so a person when he thinks about the tachlis needs to think about himself, and that's why I think it's very important to be honest. It's true that Nefesh HaChaim writes terribly about how all the kavanas and tefillah is supposed to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Shechinah and all that. It's important to know that I am dishonest if I get up and daven for that and say, I'm so nitzayer about your Shechinah. Your Shechina needs that I should be making a bigger salary, and your Shechina needs that my kids should find Shidduchim, and your Shechina needs this. I'm that Chas v'Shalom. It's there's a pasuk about Doiver. I don't want to finish the pasuk. That's not me. I'm worried about myself. I worry about health, parnasa, children, nachas, my family, and that's a big first step. And if a person is honest about it, and halavai at some point was zeicha to think a little bit out of that, but it's important to break it into two steps. So the tachlis is that a person attain a deveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the thing that will ultimately be his nachas ruach, his happiness. And let's leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu for when we're holding there. Okay, one more question. One more quick. Okay, good.
Doesn't Hashem going to be upset with me if I don't ask for a Shekhinah?
I firmly believe Hashem will be more upset with me if I act dishonestly. And, you know, it's important to know with my head. It's important to learn it and to know there's dagger one, dagger two, dagger three. That's very important. But to be honest with myself and to know that I'm not holding by Shechina, I'm holding by self, and halavai, I should have the level of religiosity to say that, you know, that everything I need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow the Dayena. And that's why it's important to... Is it better for Olam later? I could do it a quarter to 9 to 9:30 on a regular basis. If that's better for Olam, I could do that. But whatever is good...